You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I hope you love me. Somebody's gotta. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did my kids leave my computer on? See, this is the problem when my kids play around with my stuff. And you notice I said stuff? I got to be very careful. Okay, yeah, sorry guys, I had a real, real rough night. The cat that likes to wake me up at 4 in the morning still wakes me up at 4 in the morning. This time she threw up on my son's homework, so I had to, in the middle of the night, clean that up. I did bring one of the cats in here today, so we do have a guest for today's show. It's Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo is here in the house. Yeah, oh, Shaky Boo's mad. He's giving me a glare. Shaky Boo does not want to come on air. He's shy. So, you know, my cat, he acts all burly, right, and all tough, but he's still just a little baby pussy cat. Just a little pussycat. Oh, okay, he's getting mad at me. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, I think we have a psychologist that has some advice for us on how to get the kid to stop lying. I guess there's a couple things you can do to get your kid to tell the truth. We're going to talk about that. You know what, though? I almost don't want to know the truth. I think I need my kids to lie to me. If I really knew every single thing that was going on with my kids, I would probably really, really freak out. And I think my kids have learned that, you know. So what'd you do in school today? Oh, you know, we did our homework and we were, you know, honorable citizens today. Okay, good. I please, please don't tell me what you saw on YouTube. You know, please don't tell me if it had anything to do with puberty. Just, you know, let me be in my la-la land. So we'll talk about that. Okay, then I guess we have a poll that more people think eating sugar is worse than marijuana. We are now going through this phase where marijuana is good. And boy, that happened fast. In less than an administration, we went from marijuana being an illegal drug to marijuana now being good, vogue, popular. Wow, that was fast. I tell you, I think things are going way too fast. Way too fast for me. Alright, you know, the drought in California has been pretty rough, that they may have to actually move 15 million salmon to safety in trucks. I guess they're going to move these salmon in trucks. Now, with 15 million, you know, someone's going to call a shotgun. Oh, come on. Okay, it was funnier in my head. Okay, the idea of the millions of salmon drug, you know, seat-belted, trying to hit the radio to find the Dr. Dahlia Show, it was a lot funnier in my head. I'll move on. Gosh, guys. All right, there's a migraine headband that helps prevent headaches. A headband. I got a migraine right now. It's bad. I know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm supposed to start my period. I know. Brad let us all know that on my cycle, right? Was it Brad who figured it out? It's one of my engineers figured out that we're coming up on my cycle, and I get migraines right before. So if there's a headband, man, I will wear four. I'll sing from the mamas and the papas. All the leaves are brown. All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. I'll wear those headbands because I got a headache. Drinking any amount of liquor during pregnancy leads to preterm births. Oh, that stinks. And then Jerry Sandusky's wife has now broken her silence and says that she still thinks her husband is innocent. All right? Yeah, she's standing by her man. Look, I'm a good wife, okay? I mean, I'm a good wife, but there's got to be a time when you kind of look at your husband, if he does something like that, and go, you are just one sick puppy. She says, yes, he showered with boys, but he's innocent. Now, we've talked about predators, child predators. We've talked about molesters. We've talked about why some of them do it. Okay, pretty scary stuff. You know what I don't understand? This is kind of not on the subject. I don't really understand the whole sex in the shower thing. You know, maybe some of you sexually savvy people can kind of clue me in. I have never understood how sex in the shower is fun. You know, I tried it once, and I was so worried about slipping and falling. And you see, for me, it's just easy to lie on my back. And you know, I don't understand the vertical. Now, some of you guys have fancy showers with some steps or benches in there. Sometimes there's handicapped railings, I guess. But if you have an actual shower with a shower curtain, what are you supposed to hold on to? You can't. You're going to fall and break a hip, or I don't know. I just don't understand how it's supposed to work. And then, you know, okay, do you wait till after you shower? I mean, if you're going into a shower with somebody, it's obviously because you guys are dirty and you want to take a shower. Well, do you wait till everybody's washed and cleaned up? Or does nobody ever wait? And then that really defeats the purpose of being in the shower. And then why aren't you guys in a bed or the back seat of the Chevy like we're all used to? I don't get that. I must be missing. I don't understand why it's fun. And then one of you is cold. That's what I noticed. I don't know if it was with my husband. I'm trying to figure out when it was. I think it was. It has to be because my husband, yeah, I know, right? Had to have been. He hogged all the hot water. So one of you is left out in the cold. I don't get it, guys. Please clue me in. Sex in the shower makes absolutely no sense. And then do you use the soap? And is it sexier to use the bar of soap or the little squirt? You know how Johnson's and Johnson's has that little baby squirt thing? You know, there's also these SpongeBob SquarePants soaps we buy for the kids. See, to me, that would ruin the mood. You know, if we're in the shower and then all of a sudden I see my kid's SpongeBob SquarePants soap, or like the baby soap, I'd be like, okay, that would just totally ruin the mood. Now the SpongeBob SquarePants soap sometimes smells strawberry. Now, I do like the smell of strawberry. So maybe people like the shower because then they could get their partner semi-clean if they stink. I think I figured it out. It's a way to not sleep with somebody who stinks. Ah. Thanks, guys. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Alright, also we got the iPhone app. We got the Android app. So many ways to get the Dr. Dahlia Show. So little time. I apologize. My guest, Mama Shikaboo, does not want to come on air. He's having a real big attitude because I brought him into the studio with me, and he doesn't know where the poo-poo box is. So he's kind of he has a poo-poo box. He just doesn't want to use it because it's beneath him. He likes his fancy poo-poo box at home. So we got a little bit of a grumpy guest. But that's okay. I got enough material without having to add him on as the guest. Now, you know, with this Jerry Sandusky story in the news today, because Dottie Sandusky is kind of standing by her man, you know, says he's innocent. You know, even though he's showered with boys, you know, she still stands by him, says he's innocent. You know, you always wonder what the family members have to do, you know, when this happens, right? We were talking about Adam Lanza's father. You know, he had to publicly, you know, say something, right? So he said, you know, he thought his son was evil, and he thought his son would have probably killed him too. I mean, you know, you wonder, you know, how do these people get a publicist? do they get an attorney? What do they do prior to making a statement when they are the next of kin or the closest person to the person who did such the horrific crime, you know? I mean, so now you have Jerry Sandusky's wife. I mean, does she say, this guy is a pig, thank you for, you know, putting him away, I'm out of here? Or if she has to stay put, you know, did she, you just kind of wonder. I mean, that's why it takes so long to get these statements, you know, at least a year to get statements out, because I guess this is her first interview since the 2012 scandal, right? Same thing with Adam Lanza's dad since the 2012 shooting. But, you know, one of you had asked me, it was an email a long time ago, how can you tell if your babysitter is abusing your kids? Now, I don't have the email per se, so I can't read it verbatim, but that's something I haven't answered on the show yet, and I apologize for the delay, but sometimes I like to answer questions based on when it's relevant with stories. You know, if I thought there was any chance a babysitter would be sexually assaulting my kid, I wouldn't be using babysitters. That would be it, all right? But have we had nannies? Have we had babysitters for our kids? Absolutely. And when I'm at night, when I'm away, I would freak out and hope that they were good people. I mean, you really got to trust who's there. And it's very, very hard to trust who's there when you hear of these stories of people who were trusted hurt the kids, like that one nanny in New York that killed the kids when mom was away at dance class with one of the children. You know, oh my gosh, that's any parent's worst nightmare. I mean, you aren't trusting your kids to somebody. So what I always recommend is if you do have a babysitter and you just want to make sure, definitely cameras are a biggie. And cameras in places that you would think that the babysitter would want to hide. I mean, you know, you have the basic cameras, all right? Like, for example, you know, my babysitters knew that we had a basic camera, you know, by the door and a basic camera in the living room, etc. And I tell them that. One is so they aren't sitting there fixing their bra strap or whatever and thinking that anybody's spying on them. I'm like, you know, look, just so you know, we got cameras. Okay, you know, so you know, don't do anything embarrassing, you know, don't fix your, you know, realign anything, right? You're on camera. And I always like to let everybody know that we have cameras. I don't sit there and point out, I just tell them we have cameras, you know, so this way, you know, you have some privacy. Okay? And you know, but you always want to, you know, the bathroom. You're not going to put a camera in the bathroom. Could they bring the kid into the bathroom? I mean, you can't camera the whole house. But I always let everybody know we got cameras. So if God forbid anything happens, we got something, you know, God forbid somebody breaks in, whatever, we have, something we could give the police, you know, and most of the time the babysitter's like, oh, that's great. Thank you for having that. That's awesome. Okay? Now, if they're overly excited about it, that could be a weird sign. Oh, I am so glad you have cameras. That is really smart. That always kind of makes you feel weird, all right? Now, what about the kid? How do you interview your kid, especially if they're scared to death because the assaulter says, if you tell anybody, I'm going to hurt you or I'm going to hurt your mom or I'm going to hurt your dad. Okay, I know how to hurt them, so you keep quiet. These kids know how to clam up. Well, when I was in medical school, we had a child psychiatrist. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. A child psychiatrist, came in, or a psychologist, and, you know, showed us how she's able to identify kids who were assaulted because of having them draw pictures. It was a fascinating lecture where, and I've talked to many of you guys about on the show, where, you know, she'll have the kids just sit there and draw. She won't even talk about the situation, okay? You know, she'll sit down with the kid, talk about something completely else, okay? So the kid doesn't, you know, feel apprehensive about what they have to talk about. So they talk about whatever, and she's like, you know what? I got to, you know, make a phone call. Why don't you sit there and draw a picture? But you know what? Draw a picture of your family. I would love to see a picture of your family. All right, can you do that? Here's all the crayons. Just, you know, something pretty. You know, whatever you want to do there. Okay, so then the kid is just thinking they're drawing a picture of the family. Well, she knew how to kind of dissect from the picture. So, like, for example, she had taught us, and I don't know if you guys would believe this or not, but this is what she taught us, that if the whole family is kind of on the same line, you know, you don't have somebody up there in the sky, but if everybody is along the same horizontal line, all the feet, you could draw a ruler, you know, type of thing, that's a good sign that that child is pretty well balanced, you know, is okay. But if dad is up in the sky, right, or the child is kind of up in the sky and away, almost like upside down, you know, with the rest of the family, you know, put, that could be a sign of something going on. Another sign she looks like when she looks at the family picture is dad very much bigger than everybody else in the family. Okay. Now, my son drew a picture of me and daddy once. Okay. And daddy, he made, this is when he was only a few years old. He made a big square and mommy had a bunch of scraggled hair. Now, I posted this picture on Facebook, okay? But then I really kind of panicked because if somebody looked at that, a woman, a stick figure with big scraggly hair could be inadvertently construed as crazy woman and dad with big square as big mean daddy. But no, we were both along the same line. We were both the same height. It was, he looked at daddy as a square because daddy is, he's very kind of, you know, muscular and burly. He's all mine, ladies. He's all mine. You know, very handsome, big muscles, you know. You know, and, you know, me, I have messed up hair. So I'm like, okay, well, the kid is pretty perceptive, but that's how he sees me, a lot of hair. All right, but at least, thank heavens, the hair was on the head. I would be really nervous if he had hair on the chest or something like that, or hair on the arms. So that's good. Okay, so now another sign she said that kind of confused us students, but I guess it means something, is if there was a fruit tree in the picture. She had taught us that if there was a, like an apple tree in the picture, that could be a sign of a kid being sexually abused. Something about fruit. All right. Now, again, I don't know much about the studies behind it, but I mean, I remember as a kid, I learned how to draw trees. It's really easy. You do a lot of V's, you know, in between the branches, you do another V, you do another V. It's very easy to draw a tree. It's about the only thing I could draw. So I like drawing trees. And then I would put a hole in the tree, sometimes to make a squirrel. That's supposed to be another sign of sexual abuse if there's a big hole in the tree. Now, we always drew holes in the trees when I was growing up. That had nothing to do with, you know, I was never, I don't want to use the word assaulted, but I had, some things happen to me when I was older, not by family, by other people, but, and thank God it wasn't worse than it could have been. But, by family, I was always healthy. Thank God. Great family. So, but I thought you were supposed to have a hole for a squirrel. But I guess nowadays they say if there's a hole in the tree, that could be a sign of abuse. The other thing too is she said if the family members, have belly buttons. If the child is putting belly buttons on the family members, okay, we're not talking, I mean, well, yeah, if the child puts genitalia, that's a huge sign. But I mean, if, you know, there's brother or mom or aunt or whoever, and there's a belly button of, you know, rather than fingers and toes, that could be odd. So, you know, sometimes you could draw a picture and see it. Now, I'm sure there's tons more and even more research. And again, I'm not a child psychologist by any means. But, you know, sometimes if your kid doesn't open up, these are some of the things that the psychologists do. You know, let's draw a picture and see. Now, where I know some of us freaked out in medical school is, oh, my gosh, what if one of our kids draws a picture, you know, and mommy is bigger? Okay, now remember, you know, in my family, daddy is the head of the family, but mommy is the loudest, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my kid could make me look big and, you know, the big opening is my mouth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, but no. The psychologists can tell. They know because they interview the parents. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you guys are going to be pretty soon hearing commercials about the campaign to raise money for children and blood cancer. All right, just kind of bear with it. You know, don't worry, I'm not going to be giving you guys any sad stories. I know it's really, really hard when you hear radio hosts try to, do these drives. I mean, you know, we radio hosts have the power to do a lot of good. And, sometimes it just isn't all fun and games. We got work to do, okay? You know, I can talk about sex in the shower. I can talk about people having body odor. You know, I can talk about migraines, etc. And I do want to get to that migraine story, all right? But, you know, I also have a responsibility. And the responsibility is if I can help people that can't help themselves, I'm going to do it. And so the campaign, $5 for life campaign, or $5 for life, okay? I don't want you people to think you got to pay us $5 for life. No. But if we could get $5 from each of us to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we could use that money to help these kids fight their blood cancers by research and helping them pay for their medical costs. So you guys are going to be hearing a lot about that as the campaign starts March 21st. I do have a website link that allows you to donate on a safe site, unless you just want to send a check to the Dr. Dahlia Show for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And like I said, we're not going to be asking for much from people. Now, from your bosses and your employers and the companies you work for, yeah, those are the guys we're going to ask for some real, real big help. But if I could get everybody to just chip in $5, wow, can you imagine what that could do? Okay, and I'm going to try to raise $100,000. And I need you guys to help me to do that. All right, so DrDahlia.com starting March 21st. But please email me if you guys have any ideas, even if it's donating gift cards, etc., because I could use those for raffle prizes. We got a health fair. For those of you that live in Las Vegas, I want to help out United Blood Services by getting them some blood, all right, get some blood donors. And by the way, if you want to donate blood, go to my website and click on it. We'll set you up an appointment so you can get in and out and do your blood donation. So I have that on the website. Please check that out so you can donate blood. We're going to do a community health fair because I think those things are great, teaches people a lot, and at the same time, to try and raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So it kind of kills three birds with one stone. Not that I should be using the word kill, but you know what I'm saying, okay? We could get a lot done at the same time. So that's my goal. So you guys are going to be busy, okay? You think I'm busy. All right, you guys are going to be busy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, gosh, what are they talking about here? I saw, I think there's a list. I guess Lindsay Lohan has slept with a bunch of, I don't know. She had made a list of people she slept with, like stars. I don't know. I think Zac Efron was on the list, Justin Timberlake, etc. All right. So, I don't know if these people do this purposely so they get in the news. So I guess there's this list being circulated of who she slept with. I really don't care. But this was a headline that caught my eye. They say your fifth sexual partner appears to most likely be the Mr. or Mrs. Right. Now, I thought our sexual partner is supposed to be the one we marry, okay? I'm a little old-fashioned, but I get that. All right. So, apparently, MSN has developed a love formula. I guess that can work out the key ingredients for a successful long relationship. And they revealed that the number of sex partners, according to Mail Online, someone has, can affect their success. Oh, somebody wrote me, Lindsay Lohan and 36 lovers. Heath Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix. Oh, who cares? I know. All right, thank you. Correction. 36 lovers Lindsay Lohan has listed. All right. Wonderful. Good for her. All right. I know. I hope she's getting her HPV tested. The formula, I guess, on who could be Mr. or Mrs. Right has been developed or devised for those looking to give their love life a bit of a spring clean. Okay, who? We could all use a clean. According to the survey, they looked at 2,000 men and women. 25% of both men and women believe their partner should have had a fair amount of experience with four sexual partners before them. Though 1 in 5 men think that their woman should hopefully have been a virgin and they be there first. Okay? They also think being funny is pretty important. Both of them wanted some wit, okay? 26% of men believe that a successful relationship needs to involve good sex in order to succeed, but only 13% of women believe this to be true. So there's still, you know, that issue of who thinks sex is more important in a relationship. Women still think sex is important. I think it's extremely important. But women know how to have relationships with people without sex, sometimes a little easier than men. You know, one thing my husband didn't understand when he started dating me is how I can have all these friends who were guys and how I can have all these friends, etc. You know, and you know, there really wasn't the sexual history or little did he know there wasn't sexual history. So some of them, but no. But, you know, he's like, look, they're just, you know, being nice to you because they want to have sex with you. And, you know, me as a woman, maybe I'm naive, but I really think some of the guys liked hanging out with me because I was very low maintenance. I gave them a lot of good advice. I could, you know, I think guys still need a girl friend, so to speak. That's a friend. Because I notice a lot of men won't go certain areas in conversation with their girlfriend. I can't tell you that. Even you guys emailing me, well, I can't talk to my wife about this, but this is what's going on. Patients do that too. Patients like, I can't really talk to my wife about this. My wife is sitting on her butt. I'm the one working, but I got back pain. She won't help work. You know, she just basically sits there and, you know, spends the money or whatever. I'm not stereotyping. These would be complaints I get from people. And trust me, women have complaints about their men also, okay, or their partner. So you get them on both sides. But, you know, I notice that, many people will speak less to their spouse than they do to their friend. Okay? And that can be a little risky. Okay? Especially if you find yourself being able to tell things to your friend that you can't your wife, because that's still a form of intimacy. So you need to be careful. Now, every now and then, somebody who I went to school with, right, who I trained with, will, you know, get on the phone to talk about a patient. And immediately I revert to my 20s, where we start to, my husband says he notices that change, you know? Usually when a doctor calls, who I only know as a colleague, it's like, oh, yes, Dr. Smith, oh, absolutely, yes, you know, I ran the laboratory test, I'll forward that immediately, you know, thank you, you know, you do a great job, blah, 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 blah. You know? Okay, yet, when, you know, one of the guys I trained with calls up, you know, why? Why don't you call the lab yourself? My gosh, you're such a piece of lazy. Really, you don't have to bug my butt for, I'm busy. Leave me alone. Get the hell off the phone. No, I'm not going to give you free advice. No. Okay, just go back to school if you don't know what the hell you're doing. Click. So my husband sometimes sees this and it kind of confuses him because he's like, you know, now wait a second. You don't, you know, sometimes joke around with me like that. I do. Oh, I do. I give my husband crap, but I can only go so far, you know, okay? Because, see, my husband's pretty competitive. So when I start to give my husband crap and he tries to give it to me, I always win. I always win when it comes to any verbal banter, whether it's a fight, whether it's fun. So he doesn't like to play, and I have to back off. Yet somebody I'm not married to or involved with, right, who I trained with, I could just rip them verbally to pieces and leave them crying on the other end of the phone, and I feel so satisfied. Now, why am I going, talking about this? Oh, okay, so anyway, so, you know, sometimes I notice, you know, you'll have that sort of relationship with people, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to put your relationship in danger. Okay, so here's the formula. If you guys want to know the formula, first, multiply the amount of years you knew each other before you became an item by 0.5. Then add the number 8 to this number. That's a special number. Then I guess you got to do something with the numbers and you got to multiply by 3. Anyway, so there's some stupid formula. I don't know if there's a logarithm or algorithm or something you could use, but I guess that's how you could tell if your partner is going to stick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, now this headline caught my eye, okay? This was a headline in Fox News saying four things you didn't know your doctor could do. Okay, now, you know, me being a doctor, I'm like, well, wait a second, I better read this. Okay, because whenever a media outlet or news agency says, you know, your doctor has some homework to do and your doctor should be doing this, I need to read, take a peek, and make sure I'm doing it, okay? You know, thank you for giving me more work to do, Fox News. But, mind you, they're right, okay? So, okay, now, you know, personally, I got kind of a lot to do here, so if you need me to help you do all this, I will, but I may be kind of grumpy having all the extra duties and tasks, okay, but some of these aren't that bad, and thank God they only listed four. Whew. All right, so these are the four things you didn't know your doctor could do, okay? One thing the doctor could do is give you free medication samples. Okay, whew, I've already been doing that. Oh, I'm in the clear. They say pharmaceutical companies often give doctors samples of drugs. Now, can I just say it's been a lot less since Obamacare? Okay, these samples have dropped. We used to be flooded. I mean, we would need a whole walk-in closet. Now I'm noticing it's less and less, but there are samples, okay? And your doctor will likely be more than happy to share these with you. Sure, I mean, because we don't need them, so yeah, absolutely. One 2004 study reported that the average physician received $21,000 per year in samples from pharmaceutical companies. I remember the good old days when we would get Viagra, and unfortunately, it kept getting swiped. I mean, it was scary. That was, yeah. So, they used to actually sample pain medicines, and those would get, you know, we had to lock everything up. We had to have a cabinet that we locked because, you know, the sample closet, sample closet locked, then you can't get into it. But still, okay, they said, depending on the type of insurance plan, the deductible prescription medications may cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. All right, so maybe you could use free samples. Okay, now, even though I know a lot of you guys are like, well, duh, doctor has samples. One thing your doctor could do, okay, which I've done, is try to find you guys the coupons. There are coupons that you could use to get medications. All right, like, for example, a lot of you like Nexium, right, from AstraZeneca. Nexium is a PPI, proton pump inhibitor to help with acid reflux. Every now and then, you go to the website and see if there's any Nexium samples. Or, if you purchase, I don't know if this is Nexium, but, you know, some prescription companies, if you purchase 3 pills, then you can get the rest of the month for free or first month free or something like that. Okay? I think AstraZeneca's Farxiga has a great plan for people that don't have insurance. It's a new diabetic medication that stops glucose reabsorption in the kidneys. So there's supposed to be, because I ask all the reps, I go, look, okay, now I'm at 60 to 70% uninsured in my practice. So, I know you got new drugs out. How the hell am I supposed to prescribe new drugs if they can't afford even the generics? Well, we have these prescription plans that will hopefully bring down the cost to generic price. All right. So that's something I would say. Not so much the samples. If your doctor doesn't have the samples, always ask. Then go, where do I get the coupons? And can you show me where I can get the coupons? But let me just tell you right now, whatever drug the doctor wants you to do, Google the company. And you could even contact the company. Okay? That's something you could do. There's also prescription assistance programs. Many drug companies offer these patient assistant programs that could lower your prescription cost, like I said, where you get, let's say, you know, $20 off per $25 copay, so you only have to pay $5 a month, that kind of thing. A lot of times you do have to show your proof of income, submit an application, etc. You know, they say sometimes you could solicit your doctor's help, right? And he could help you with some of the application process. Now, okay, as a doctor, you know, I do have to tell you, all right, we doctors, and I think I could speak for most doctors, okay, hate paperwork. We can't stand it. But if you guys come prepared and pre-fill out your part, don't give us an empty form that doesn't have your name on it, okay? Let me tell you, because when it's 4:30 on a Friday and I have 15 more patients to go, and you lazily drop on my lap a 10-page form without your name even filled on it, I'm going to tell you to stick it up your butt. I mean, I'm sorry. I got to be honest. Now, Monday morning at 8 a.m. when I'm all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I'm like, oh, okay, let me spell your name and put the date of birth and put your, but not at the end of a long week. I got to be honest with you guys, okay? All right, to me, don't be lazy, because filling out paperwork really sucks. It really does. I'm sorry, I gotta be honest with you guys, okay? You know, I mean, I would rather sew you up. I would rather set a fracture. I would rather be doing something to fix you. That's why I went into medical school, not to sit there and fill out your date of birth, your address, your contact phone number. So just know that ahead of time. And you know what? You guys usually spend 20 minutes waiting for the doctor to enter the room anyway, so just fill out the paperwork, okay? It's not that bad. And then we fill out our part. Piece of cake. And the funny thing is most of the stuff on this paperwork you have to fill out. The doctor doesn't know what you've tried all the time. I mean, if you're a new patient to the doctor, I don't know how many different pills you tried. So fill the sucker out and then we sign it. Okay? Now, but fill that appropriately. Okay, another thing the doctor could do is negotiate on your behalf with the insurance companies. So I have a patient who doesn't do well on the other statin medications but really does well with Crestor. So she wants me to help her get the Crestor. That's fine. I have no problem fighting for you. As long as it's not a lot of paperwork. Yeah. No, it's easy. And it's funny because a lot of these companies know to just give the doctor a one-pager. I love one-pagers. Once I see a second page, even if there's just one line on it, right? Do you guys notice that? Right? Your kid comes home with something to fill out. If it's multiple pages, you're like, oh, please, oh, this sucks. You know, but if it's like a one little half-page quickie form, we're good. Yeah, okay? But absolutely, okay? You know, I had to go to my doctor. You know, I had my little umbilical hernia that needed to be fixed. My insurance company said it was pre-existing. I was like, pre-existing my butt. And then I had the, you know, surgeon go look. You know, she was having pain. I told her this wasn't elective. She had to do it. You know, pay the gosh darn bill. And then they said, okay, it all goes to deductible. So, yeah, I sent that $2,500 bill. But it was really nice that the surgeon, you know, went to bat for me. Okay, then, another thing they say the doctor could do, which we've talked about, is have the doctor write higher doses of the medication so you can cut them in half. Okay, you need to be very, very careful. They say the most common drugs that people split are your statin medications for cholesterol, the antidepressants, the ACE inhibitors, and the angiotensin receptor blockers. But you need to be careful because if you split an antidepressant and you really need every milligram to the microgram of that sucker, you're not always going to do an even split. But if you are a very, very well-controlled cholesterol patient, okay, I've done that many times with the statins. Fine, I'll write you Crestor 10, and then you can cut in half to Crestor 5, or Lipitor 40, cut in half to Lipitor 20. That I've done because I don't need the milligram to the nearest milligram every single night. But if it's like Sotalol, right, you know, or something for you know, your heart rhythm, oh, I would be a little bit more careful. I would not recommend splitting that. If you have very labile hypertension where your blood pressure is going up and down, yeah. All right, so those are some things. All right, and then, you know, I would like to add on to this list, okay, ask your doctor if any of your medicines are superfluous and if there's any way they could do combo meds. That's pretty good. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.